Welcome, my precious friends and family. This is Anrita Melchizedek, and I'd like to welcome you to BBS Radio and to the program show, Ascension Keys to Self-Mastery. In today's show, what I'd like to focus on is offering you tools and techniques for implant and entity clearing. I remember in my early 20s, for me, I was just beginning my spiritual journey on another level, not entirely consciously at that particular time. And I was traveling around Europe with a friend for about a year, and I picked up a lower astral entity in one of the countries I was in. And for the next 3 years, actually, I was sexually abused, or if you could call it that, I would put it down to sort of being raped by a sexual lower astral entity. And it was outside of my experience at that time to be able to share it with others. It was something very, very real, of course, as all these lower astral entities are. And it was just a very difficult time, which propelled me into a deeper level of spirituality to try and find out exactly what was going on and how I could assist myself. And for some years after I'd been able to clear that with the assistance of a wonderful Pleiadian light worker, I then moved into specializing for a while with entities and implants. And it was, not entities can take various forms. You can also get entities that impulse you to drink or to smoke, which is a little bit different to astral parasites, which you can also get, which are tobacco entities. And I've actually seen this myself clairvoyantly, and it looks almost like going into the heart or the lungs and forming, almost looking like a large snake or a worm or something going around the body. And that is also why some people struggle with their addictions. It's possible they have lower astral entities, or they actually can have non-human parasitic intelligence, and as well they are also alcoholic non-human parasitic intelligence that feed off your life force. The other type of parasites you get, these holographic projections, can take the form of lizards or snakes or spiders or other such shapes, some of them entirely unfamiliar, and they're mostly formed from our hybrid fears and negative belief systems, but they also impulsed by negative implants. And negative implants, or implants generally, are placed there by unethical or dark beings without our permission. And what it does then is it takes you into lower thought form frequencies. They project holographic pictures and impulses that can keep you in a state of illusion and or in pain, or just in a state of real shadow reality. And I personally also have experienced implants embedded within my third eye and around my body. And that was also at the start of my journey. And it really took away all that sense of light. I couldn't sleep. I couldn't eat. It was for about a 10-day period before I actually was given techniques to clear that. So I think it's something that, even if it's very common, in fact, with most people having at least some implants, and it's very easy to be able to clear this. And what we work with, or what I work with, and I call we as a collective at this moment, is a core group of light beings called the Protection Coning members. And I love working with, and I call these conings, these vortices of light. And I know in a recent radio show I shared with you working within a healing coning of light. And we also looked at a protection coning of light and very briefly touched on the computer protection coning. So this protection coning that we're using can be utilized in different ways. And in that show, we used it very much to just surround our energy field and keep our own energy clear. But they are very useful coning members, these beings of light, that are able to actually assist you in releasing your own implants, or scanning yourself to see if you have any implants, as well as being able to assist with the release of entities and also non-human parasitic intelligence. And these coning members then are the Pleiadian emissaries of the light, Christ at One, Saint Germain, and Archangel Michael. And in a moment, we'll actually bring them in again and bring in the violet flame and the white light and move into this form of a guided visualization, which I've taken primarily from the first root book I wrote, which is the Pleiadian Light Body DNA Activation Program. So to let you know about implants, there is another type of implant, and that implant is also given to you by through the energy of the core group of light beings that you work with and with the permission of your higher light. And I also have an implant given to me by the Pleiadians, which is an etheric implant on my left hand. And over the years, sometimes unconsciously, I sit and I'm scratching it. And actually what I'm doing is I'm receiving it, another way of receiving transmissions of light or downloads or deeper levels of remembrance, of teaching. So not all implants are, impulse you into negative states. You certainly can have light implants, but they are more rare than the implants given to us by these unethical dark beings. And implants generally are also, they come in different shapes, and they're mostly electronic devices. So it's just important that we have a look and see what we can clear. In terms of the entities, then we have the lower astral entities that we've been talking about, and the other type of entity we call a lost soul. And this type of entity then is usually one that you know, or that has attached itself to particular people or places or circumstances, often suffering a traumatic death or possibly in shock or confusion, and still considering themselves to be an earthly form and floating around on this earth plane. So it's possible then to be able to assist these discarnate entities to move into their next level of light and call upon their family of light. And given guidance in this firm but gentle and loving manner, these lost souls are generally very happy to move on to their next stage of evolution. And then, of course, the other side to that is the entities that you have formed contracts with, possibly with loved ones, and wish to remain earthbound with these loved ones. So these entities are in place of your energy field if you've had someone that's passed over and still have a very deep attachment to them. And it's important, too, that they move on and continue their journey of their soul's exploration. All right, so what we're going to do is move through this in the form of a guided visualization. And don't worry about it too much. Just get a sense of it. Some of you may be easily to visualize. Others have the gift of just sensing or feeling or knowing or just trusting. And just trust that this is taking place, because it is very real. And the core group of light beings are certainly going to be able to assist us. For a moment now, let's just set our sacred space before we move into this beautiful place of being able to assist ourselves and others. So just breathe deep into the body, expand the lower abdomen as you breathe in, contract the lower abdomen as you breathe out. Just centering yourself in the light of who you are, this magical master being. Grounding yourself now into the energies of Mother Earth, into a crystal heart, and into the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Calling now upon your I Am Presence, merging into this light of who you are, highest light of who you are within the cosmic heart of Mother, Father, God. Feel this overlighting. Feel this remembrance of being this first wave soul and human embodiment of the I Am Avatar Presence, the I Am Avatar Blueprint of Light. Calling in now your master guides and your guardian angel and all other beings of light you personally acknowledge, and that wish to join you now in the sacred space. Wonderful. Just feel now and sense this connection to all the light workers listening in to this radio show or listening to this recording. Feel yourself on this unity grid of light. The sense of unity consciousness and interconnectedness and divine love through the golden flame of unity consciousness. Sense the legions upon legions of light assisting in this ascension process, assisting you personally. Feel the support, feel this love. Know the importance of your work as this physical vessel of light. Now come back gently into your sacred space. As you call upon the protection Koni members, calling in Archangel Michael, keeper of the Sword of Holy Truth, see yourself now holding the Sword of Holy Truth. Placing this now within the heart. Calling upon the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. Calling upon Saint Germain, keeper of the violet flame. Visualizing yourself stepping into the violet flame of Saint Germain now. Calling upon the Christ at One and the brotherhood and sisterhood of the Ascended Ray of Christ. And visualize yourself stepping into the white light of the Christ at One now. You now state aloud, I would like to release any discarnate beings, lower astral entities, implants, parasites, or any other negative energies that may be impacting my body or energy field in any negative manner whatsoever, as I request the assistance of these protection Koni members. And you're going to start now by clearing any discarnate gentle beings, discarnate beings that may be attached to you in any manner, possibly your loved one, a friend, or someone that has passed over, and you're chosen to remain on this earth plane to be close to you. For you have formed a contract with this person, a contract that says you still need this person, you still want them to be with you. This contract must be cancelled, for this person cannot move into their next evolutionary pattern unless you allow them to be free again. Unless you tell them that you are all right without them. That you still love them, but understand they must journey into other realms of existence. For your need for this person has attracted this discarnate being to you. You call into your own master guide. As were these protection cone members, they surround you now. As you ask to see any discarnate and loving beings that you personally know and that you have formed a contract with, and ask to remain earthbound so you may continue to receive their love or their support. You understand that by releasing this loved one, they will be able to continue on their journey, continue in their forward evolution, within their puzzle piece, and within the divine plan of all that is. If you have a loved one that you sense is possibly earthbound due to your need for their physical presence, they now appear before you. You let them know that you love them and that you will always be there with them, but now you are ready to let them go, to let them find their way forward in this rich and wonderful weaving that they have chosen as their reality. You now call upon their master guides and guardian angels. And as these guides appear, you see a contract that states you need this person, this discarnate being, to remain with you on this plane. You sign this contract, and now this wonderful and loving discarnate being signs this contract. You now see a big red rubber stamp and you place the word cancelled across this contract. You tear up this contract and burn it in the violet flame of Saint Germain. And now place this discarnate being in the white light of the Christed One. And take your sword of holy truth and cut the etheric cord that binds you to this discarnate being. As this cord is gently cut, you say goodbye to this wonderful discarnate being that needs to move forward into his or her next evolutionary path. The master guides of this discarnate being and the protection cone members now gently assist this discarnate being to move into the light on to the next level of growth for this soul, for this loving discarnate being. The white light of the Christed One now shines upon this etherical that has been created through this decoding process and lovingly knits together this etherical. You now call upon any discarnate beings or lost souls that you don't personally know, but that are in your environment or your house or your energy field or body, and that need your assistance to move into the light. Let this discarnate being know that you feel their confusion. You feel their fear. And you understand that they just want to be loved and assisted into the light. You now ask that any discarnate being or any lost soul that is around you to appear before you now within the sacred and protected space. If any discarnate being is within your environment or energy field, it now appears before you. You lovingly explain the love and light awaiting this discarnate being on the higher dimensions and let it know that it needs to continue its own evolutionary journey and healing journey into the light. It needs to move on to where it can experience the wisdom and light that exists on all dimensions, should it choose to create this as its reality. And you now call upon the loving master guides and guardian angel of this entity. You ask these master guides and guardian angel to assist this entity, this discarnate being, to move into the light. You place the white light of the Christed One around this lost soul, this discarnate being. If it wants to stay, you let it know that it cannot stay on this earth plane. Let it understand that it needs healing, and that it has a wonderful time to look forward to on another plane or dimension. Continue speaking to this entity until it is ready to move into the light. And now you ask its master guides and guardian angel, together with all the protection Koni members, to move this entity into the light. You watch as this entity moves into the light, as it moves into a wonderful tunnel of spiraling light and disappears in rays of love. As this lost soul, this discarnate being, was not familiar to you, you have not formed a personal contract, and hence do not need to cancel any contracts or decord yourself from this discarnate being. You are now going to call upon any lower astral entity that may exist within your energy field or within your body, any dark, discarnate, and power-hungry entity that is possessing you in any manner whatsoever, any being that through your vulnerabilities or past behavioral patterns has entered into your energy field. If you have attracted to yourself a lower astral entity, it now appears before you, a lower astral entity that is attempting to impulse you through lower frequency behavioral patterns, such as drinking, smoking, or excess indulgence in any form or manner whatsoever, attempting to take control of your mind or your body. This entity has formed a contract with you on a subconscious level, a contract that states you will allow it to enter into your energy field and into your body, and to take possession of your body, and to take advantage of you simply for this experience. As you move closer and closer into the light, however, as you become more your higher light, this entity is no longer able to influence you. This entity may wish to harm or hurt you, but it is no longer able to take control of your mind or your body. For this is a free will zone, and you have taken back your free will as this master being of love and light. You now place this entity in the white light of the Christed One, as you let it know it will not be harmed. And now, as it is pulsating in low frequency wavelengths, Saint Germain gently places his violet flame of protection over this entity and over the white light of the Christed One. This will assist this lower astral being to work with its issues and to transmute lower frequency impulses into neutral or higher frequency impulses. You now see a contract where you have allowed this entity to take advantage of you and to use your body and energy field for its own gain and purpose. You see yourself signing this contract, and you see this entity signing this contract. You now take a big red rubber stamp with the word cancelled and stamp this across the contract. You tear up this contract and burn it in the violet flame of Saint Germain. And now you see a whole pile of contracts that you have made with this lower astral entity, whether they exist in the past, the present, or future. And you see yourself signing these contracts, and you see this entity signing these contracts. Now take a big red rubber stamp with the word cancelled, and you cancel each contract. And now you place this whole pile of contracts in the violet flame of Saint Germain. Now call upon the master guides of this lower astral entity to take this entity to where it belongs. These guides and all the coning members now move this lower astral entity out of your space and out of your dimension. You see a cord connecting you to this lower astral entity as it has been taken away. You take your sword of holy truth and cut this etheric contract, releasing the last of any ties you may have with this lower astral entity. The white light of the Christed One now gently fills this etheric hole with love and light. And you now affirm, in the I Am presence that I am, I ask that this entity and any other entities that are attached to any part of my past, present, and future selves through my energy field or body now be permanently removed for all time, space, and dimension. I cancel all contracts I have made with any lower astral entities, as I now send them back to where they belong with assistance of their guides or family. And so it is. Wait a minute now for any other beings of light or lower astral travelers that have found their way within your energy field or body now leave and travel with their guides or family to their rightful place. And now just surround yourself again in the white light of the Christed One. Now just call upon your higher self of the light and your I Am presence to merge with you completely as you breathe in this wonderful higher light through a fluorescent tube of light going through your body from the crown chakra out the perineum center to the earth chakra point. Inhale through this fluorescent tube of light, this Antaparana, and bring in these wonderful golden energies of your higher self of the light and mighty I Am presence. On the exhale, take this higher light down your spine through your perineum center to your earth chakra center. If you have no other lower astral entities within your energy field or body, your higher self of the light will start to impulse you in the most wonderful and welcoming rays of love and light. If you do not feel this instant connection, your higher light is letting you know that you have not released all lower astral entities and that you must again go through this process and clear any remaining dark energies that are within your energy field or body. You are now going to clear any implants that you might have within your energy field or body. So to start with, just visualize a large clear movie screen in front of you, with a grounding cord going deep down into Mother Earth. In front of this clear screen, you place a healing rose with a grounding stem going deep down into Mother Earth. Reach out and touch the screen with both your hands and see it light up now in the most beautiful golden healing color. Place an image of yourself on the screen as you get yourself comfortably relaxed. With the assistance of the protection crowning members, your master guides and guardian angel, you're now going to look for different implants. So you throw ultraviolet at the screen and ask it to stick to any implants and related holographic images. These implants are usually wiry boxes, or sometimes they can look like little radio gadgets or computer chipboards. They can look like anything, but they are usually electronic gadgets. And you ask now for your master guide specifically to assist you in looking for these implants. These implants will either be found in your energy field or within the living tissue. You're first going to deal with those implants that might be found within your energy field. As you see yourself on this golden screen that is perhaps dotted in ultraviolet colors, you now want to examine those areas. Your hands are moving across the screen, But if you're not able to see this image, you will be guided to feel it energetically. If you have any negative implants, you will see or sense or visualize these implants now within your energy field. Perhaps getting a sense of the shape or the color, or just getting this really good image or sense of this implant or implants. And now when you have a clear image of exactly what this implant looks like, you start to throw purple holographic images at this implant in order to erase it. And you're now asked to see any backup devices, and you clear these too. For often there are several of the same implants to be found within your energy field. So you continue to look within your energy field as you find any other implants, as you recognize their shapes, you throw purple holographic images at these implants and see them clear. Most implants will be found around the neck, the back, the third eye, head, and crown chakra area. So you just continue to throw purple holographic images at any implant that you might find, erasing them completely from your energy field. And now you look for another type of implant, one that is embedded within the living tissue of your body. This is usually within the head area or embedded within the chakras, although these implants can be found anywhere within the body. Continue looking at your screen as you now throw this ultraviolet color and ask to see any implants embedded within the living tissue. When you see or sense a particular implant, if you have been given an image by your master guides or the protection training members, you now want to raise it. However, as this is part of your living tissue, you cannot erase it through replicated holographic images. So you now visualize the white light of the Christed One forming around this implant embedded within the living tissue. And now bring in the violet flame of Saint Germain in order to assist in clearing these lower frequencies. Archangel Michael now comes forward, and with his sword of holy truth, he gently removes this implant and living tissue while it remains within the white light of the Christed One and the violet flame of Saint Germain. You now ask Archangel Michael to move this living implant, this living tissue, up into the light. Slowly and gently, this implant is sent into the light, surrounded in the white light of the Christed One and the violet flame of Saint Germain. but you now ask to be shown any backup devices that may exist within your living tissue. If you are shown any further implants within your living tissue, you again surround this implant in the white light of the Christed One and the violet flame of Saint Germain. Archangel Michael will assist in removing this living implant and moving it to where it belongs. Wonderful. You now want to look within your energy field to see if you have any parasites such as lizards or snakes or related parasitic entities that are living off your life force. These parasites are mostly holographic projections, and through the implant have been able to create a frenzy of low-level frequencies within your energy field. You again throw ultraviolet at your screen as you ask your master guides and the protection cranny members to assist you to look for any of these low-level parasites. If you have any of these parasites, you throw a purple holographic image at each parasite and watch your screen clearing. These are just holographic projections and can no longer affect you. However, they may have laid their eggs, and these can have a negative effect on your past, present, or future. So you now place a timeline on your screen and ask it to represent the past, present, and future of all erased parasites and their eggs, so you can erase these. And you again throw purple at your screen to clear this timeline and all parasites and their eggs. And now as you come close to ending this session, you ask the Christed One to gently shine his white light onto all those areas that you have worked on and to fill those holes within the energy field and body that have been created through this work. The rest of the protection cranny members now surround you in love and light as you see your screen and healing rose gently dissolve into this protection cone. As you now state aloud, I am a master being of love and light, and nothing will prevent me from accessing my higher truth. I no longer accept illusion, and I will not allow illusion to become my veil. I am no longer impulsed by dark beings. I no longer allow myself to choose the experience of being impulsed in any form, manner, or way by any form of darkness. I am a master being of love and light. I am a Christ consciousness being of light. Good. So again, now just come in to your sacred space into this present moment in time, thanking all these koning members and your master guides. And if this feels right for you, you may remain connected to these protection koning members, just asking your higher self of the light to monitor this koning, this vortex of light, and to connect you when it is appropriate. Just bring in a bubble of light around your body. Grounding now into the energy of Mother Earth. And feeling your connection into the realms of illumined truth. To the company of heaven. As a sacred being of light, bringing in now a beautiful golden light in the form of golden raindrops through the body, clearing and cleansing and healing, lifting anything that has been released. As you again surround yourself in the white light of the Christ at Once, the violet flame of Saint Germain, bringing in the sword of holy truth of Archangel Michael and his shields of light. Wonderful. Good. So what I wanted to then mention there is that it's a very powerful way to work with clearing of yourself and others, and to work with these protection koning members are very wonderful. And in fact, what I do every night, I'll bring those protection koning members in, and I visualize the white light of the Christed One in the form of a white sheet, and I take it through my house and through the neighborhood and lift it into a sheet above the neighborhood, and sometimes just above my house or my sacred space, depending if I've been doing healing work there, and then surround the house or the area in the violet flame of Saint Germain, and also bring in the shields of light of Archangel Michael. And when I do it in the form of protection for the house or the area, I also call upon Archangel Uriel, Gabriel, and Raphael. Of course, you can call upon all the archangels, Zechiel, Jophiel, and Kenya. So it really just depends. You can adapt it slightly to suit yourself. Now, what I wanted to end with is actually give you an invocation going into the focus of night two of entering the universal underworld, which starts on May the 1st. So I'd like to, it's going to be about a 10-minute invocation, so I will be ending with that today. And I again do apologize for not being able to take any of your calls. If anyone has any questions, you certainly would be most welcome to email me at anrita@gladianlight.net. or have a look at our website, which is www.pleadianlight.net, and you can get the email address there. And wonderful, Charlotte Savak is on next week with Goddess Alchemy and Divine Magic, so that's a lovely show not to be missed the same time Tuesday. And this invocation that I'm going to be presenting you with now is working with the eighth ray of transcendence, and it forms part of a series of invocations through entering the universal underworld. And the YouTube video will be up on this probably by the weekend. And that YouTube channel is Anrita Melchizedek. So I'd like to thank you very much, my precious friends and family, for this time we have together as we again settle ourselves into this comfortable and relaxed space. And I look forward to further connections. Night two, entering the universal underworld. From May the 1st to May the 18th, we enter into night two of the universal underworld, overlighted by the company of heaven, with a focus on the eighth ray of transcendence. We are offered an opportunity to enter into the crystalline city of light, above Lake and Mountain Baturin in Bali, Indonesia. Through this beautiful seafoam green and violet colored ray within this crystalline temple of light, We are assisted to find a deeper expression of our service work through creativity and organization, while letting go of all ties and structures no longer supporting us. As we move beyond the limitations imposed by the negative ego into a new balance and equilibrium through the transmutation of lower thought forms and feelings, we are further invited to assist in the clearing of Mother Earth and the oceans, lakes, and rivers of this earth plane. And through this collective cleansing, clearing, and healing, through the sacred flame of transcendence, create an energetic vibration through divine love and intent, with the power to heal and lift the consciousness of all life into the purity of the crystalline matrix within our bodies and that of Mother Earth. Invocation to Night 2. I call upon the overlighting of Mother, Father, God, all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge within the realms of illumined truth, the angels and archangels, Christed ETs, mighty Elohim, ascended masters, the Brotherhood of the Light, and all co-creators to this multi-universe. Mother Earth, the overlighting diva of healing, nature spirit intelligence, the overlighting divas of the water, Pan, and the divas of all sacred life within this earth plane. As I now merge with my I Am presence, connecting into my I Am avatar blueprint of light, as a keeper of the flame of divine love and as an initiate of light. I now ask to be taken in soul consciousness and within an external macabre vehicle of light into the crystalline city of light above lake and mountain Baturin, so I may transmute all that is not of the light, so I may find the equilibrium and balance to take my service work to another level of creativity and inspiration, so I may assist Mother Earth and all her life. And I find myself at the gates to this crystalline temple of light and greeted by three high priests to the order of Melchizedek, request permission to enter into this temple of light. I am the light. For me there are no barriers. Open, I command, by the secrets of secrets. Edom al Ahim, Sabbat za Adom. And I enter into this crystalline city of light and find myself being gently guided into the sacred flame of transcendence. Surrounded in this beautiful seafoam green and violet colored ray, I am now ready to completely transmute all cellular patternings and conditionings, genetically inherited and carried through from past lives and parallel realities, and played out within this reality of mine, so I may truly serve as a keeper of wisdom and light. I am ready to let go of old structures and ties that no longer support me in this golden age of light, as I recognize myself as a sacred being of light in service to all life, as I recognize myself as a keeper of the flame of divine love. I now request the key co-activations of remembrance through the sacred flame of transcendence to activate the crystalline matrix within my body at a cellular level as I take on again the I Am Avatar blueprint of light through a focus of creativity and organizational skills. As I truly experience a deeper sense of my service work through all the creative gifts I have experienced through these various timelines, merging them into this now. And I find myself in the crystalline grid of light, connected to the light workers and beings of light from on high, wrapping this earth and all her life in the sacred flame of transcendence. As I focus on Mother Earth, and with the assistance of all beings of light and nature intelligence, assist in clearing, cleansing and healing with qualified thoughts and feelings and actions, pollution, chemicals, and abuse and misuse of the natural resources of Mother Earth. And now I take this energy of divine love and transmutation through this beautiful seafoam green and violet colored ray into the oceans, lakes, and rivers, and bring in the crystalline matrix of divine love through the water molecules, assisting all life to experience the essence of purity and the Adam Kadmon blueprint of light. And I find myself back in my sacred space, grounding into the crystal heart of Mother Earth. I am courage, justice, integrity, and wisdom. I am stability, equilibrium, and unconditional love. I am creativity, unity, and infinite expansiveness. I am all that I am.